it's nighttime. The sun has gone down and the moon is coming up and you are getting ready for bed. Perhaps you read a book or watch some TV, whatever it is that helps you get to sleep easier. Eventually though, you do fall asleep, and for just a little, the world, in an essence, turns off. That 9-to-5 shift will be there in the morning, but for now you're in your own fantasy land. Well, for many people, that 9-to-5 is just beginning. I'm talking the graveyard shift, 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. block. From WBAM Buffalo, it's Overnighters. I'm Eldo Woods. This season, we are pointing our scope to a little grocery store in North Bank, New York, by the name of Greenway's Grocers. Forthcoming episodes were recorded as part of a study we did on the overnight shift in multiple different businesses across America. The stories are all real. I'll be chiming in here and there to provide any necessary insight or comment. Other than that, this is episode 1, titled From the Top. I'm Eldo Woods. Stick with us.
All right, gang, here we are, just another night. You know the spiel.
Currently speaking is Malcolm Derringer, the store manager.
We've had a tad of a change in personnel tonight, though. The old overnight cart boy called it quitskies, and we drafted one of our daytimers to the Nightland. I'm sure you already know him. Luca, say hello.
Hey, I'm Luca. I'm a Virgo. I love cinema, and I push carts.
Hi, Luca.
Alrighty, just pop inside when it's slow and help JB. Can you, Lukester?
You got it.
Kelvin, got you on 7 tonight. We're out of bags, though, so you're going to have to tell people to carry their groceries out by hand.
By hand? I'm in hell. Every single night I'm in hell. I really am.
Okay. Otherwise, business as usual, guys. Luca, you may be used to the prim and proper ways of the day shift. Sunlight, kind old ladies rocking the register. But when it comes to the night shift...
Come on, Malcolm. You're making this into a big thing. It's the same thing, Luca, except less work.
That's JB Greenway. He does stock and various other activities throughout the night. He's also the great-grandson of the original Greenway's founder.
Hey, don't talk to your boss like that. This is not to be taken lightly.
Shut the fuck up, Brain.
It's Brian.
That's Brian Tony, Derringer's right-hand man.
The only thing there is more of is time to do less.
All right, everyone, do your thing. Greenway's on 3. 1, 2, 3. Greenway's!
There's a theory. It's an equation or something. Stuff tends to randomize itself and spread out over time. No matter what you do, everything finds that equilibrium or some shit that makes it not want to be organized. The carts are going to get all screwy no matter what I do. Might as well let those stallions run free for a while. Feel the wind through their grates. Pavement under their wheels. Be free, you sorry bastards.
You all right, Luca?
Oh, yeah. Just a bit more tired than I thought I'd be.
Better get used to that soon. 40 pallets of tangerines just showed up. Gotta stock them. Give me a hand, brother.
Yeah, sure.
I guess it's officially winter. I've been hauling citrus all damn week. Shit. People only want these things when it's out of season. Ship them all the way from Florida or something.
Well, yeah, the vitamin C or whatever. It gets cold, oranges help you not get sick.
Illuminati. I'm not buying it. Just because it's cold means you get sick. Psh, that's not how bacteria works, man. They just want me to throw my back out by the time I'm 25.
Stop lifting with your back, then.
Don't give me pointers, Luca, but thanks for looking out. I know this is a big change for you, but all you gotta do is stick with me.
You'd be better off sticking with a limp dick. Then again, I guess you practically are.
Fuck off, Arnie. Luca, this is Arnie. He runs something. I don't know what he does other than annoying me.
Yeah, old J.B. Greenway and I go way back, right, bud? Started here together. 8 years later, here we are, soulmates. What's he said about me thus far?
Nothing, but I know who you are. Arnie O'Hara. You're kind of an urban legend of sorts.
Me, urban? J.B. is pretty urban, I would say, being that he runs a little Bow Wow message board.
Come on, Arnie.
Which story did you hear? Lube dispenser? Sending letters to every student's parents saying that their kid most likely had crabs?
No. The great flush out. Is it true?
Oh man, I forgot about that one. Almost all the custodian staff quit that week. We got everyone to flush every single toilet at the same exact time. It was beautiful. The whole school was a marshland for the remainder of 2008.
Yeah, one of them got trench foot cleaning it up, too.
Amazing.
It wasn't too shabby. Say, I like you, Luca. Want to wrestle tonight?
What?
Oh, man.
Every winter, we hold an annual Great American Green Waves Bash. We set up a ring in the back room and get in spandex and wrestle. It's awesome.
Is this serious?
Yes, it's serious.
I can see it now. The high-flying Lucha Libre. No! Luca Libre. Versus old tuna can cock Derringer.
Derringer knows about this and doesn't care?
Nah, he doesn't know and isn't going to know either.
Oh, I think he knows, but doesn't have the gall to just show up and wrestle. Brian, if you're hearing this, relay this message to Derringer. I want him and Luca here in the main event. No holds barred. Anything goes.
You want the kid to die, Arnie?
He's got to prove himself somehow. And what better way than to square off against Derringer? I repeat, Derringer versus Luca. No holds barred.
Wait, how long do I have to prepare for this?
Well, it's looking like 45 minutes. Come on, Luca. Let's get you suited up.
See you guys in a bit.
We'll see you in a bit too, Derringer.
Malcolm, tonight's the night. The boys are wrestling tonight.
Jesus, Brian, you gotta at least knock before you pop in here. Who knows what I could be getting into? Have some foresight. Have some foresight.
I have foreskin, sir. The big wrestling match is in 45 minutes, though. We can finally catch him. I cannot wait to put the old kibosh on this with you.
Slow down. What'd you hear?
There was just some scuttlebutt about who was fighting who. Arnie is saying you and Luca are going to fight. Huh, as if.
Me? Versus Luca Schmidt?
Yeah, no holds barred, too. Like you would steep so low to step in the ring.
Yeah. I never do that.
That's what I thought, sir. So what do you say? We can finally bust him once and for all.
Yeah, definitely, Brian. Could you go to the front and see if Calvin needs help? I've heard a mob forming.
Sir, it would be my honor.
I'll let you know when it's go time. Run along now. Derringer versus Schmidt. The match of a lifetime. This is finally your chance to prove yourself to the boys, to be accepted as one of the crew. Better get ready. I should still have my tights in my car.
In order to save time, we're going to get right into the thick of this and fast forward you to the main event, which is still slated to be Malcolm versus Luca, even though Derringer hasn't confirmed or even shown face that he's wrestling. I apologize in advance. The audio may be a little tough to hear as Arnie rigged the loudspeaker to only project in the back room so we could call the matches. You also notice a new voice, which is local wrestling commentator Kyle Action. Alright, let's just jump right into this. It's the Great American Greenways Bash.
What a match! JB absolutely showed no remorse to the 85-year-old Calvin Moore. No remorse. It was pure insanity. JB put Calvin through a table, not once, not twice, but three times. Honestly, Calvin might be dead. Our paramedics are working on him now, but wow, who would have thought tonight JB had it in him? It's in the past now, and we are sparing no time in getting to the main event. Coming in at 120 pounds, hailing from Tequila, Mexico, Luca Libre!
Yes, oh, mommy, bitches!
Ha ha, classic Luca, a man of the mic. Luca is a fresh face this year, and the crowd is not very receptive.
Rightfully so. Rumor has it, Derringer has a background in the local circuit.
You're right. Bend the stump. Will he show, though?
It's like rain.
I can't believe it. He's here.
Yeah.
He's here.
220 pounds, North Bank, New York. Bend the stump.
He's a lean, mean Ford Taurus machine, and he's got just as much to prove tonight as Luca. And they're off. sparing no time here. Stump locks up with Luca. This is classic Stump. Shades of Chris Benoit. Let's save the talking for another time, and let's just fight. But Luca is showing some resilience early on. Luca with a powerful boot. Stump is down and out. His age is really showing already. Stump came in strong. Can't deny that. But Luca clearly is a faster and all-around better wrestler. And Stump kicks out right before the hand touches. Wow, this match is escalating quick. You gotta give it to Stump. He's putting everything he has into this. Is it going to be enough, though? Luca's under the ring, looking for a weapon already. I think he has... Is that prime rib, Kyle? That is a grade A T-bone steak, Arnie. Great choice by Luca. Oh, Stump is down and out. Luca really laid into him with that meat. My God! Going straight for the weapon early. It's clear Luca wants this match to be over with quick. Not letting Stump get any momentum at all. He's now taken to the corner. Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Arnie? Yep. He's setting him up for his old finisher, the old Mexican mudslide. Oh, wait! He's going higher! Luca is going to the top of the dairy cooler. That thing is 15 feet tall. He'll kill him! He is going to kill Stump. It's going to really take a miracle here. He killed him! He's dead! Stump has to be dead! That's gotta be it. Stump is done. Ring the damn bell already! Don't let this go on any longer! Luca's going back up to the top! He isn't done with Stump just yet! This is no holds barred, and this is the Great American Green Waves Bash. Only here do you see this stuff. Luca is at the top again, and oh, come on. He's just taunting Stump now. Luca is literally peeing on Stump from the top of the dairy cooler. Someone needs to get this kid a bottle of water. Hi, caramba. Oh my God, it's Brian. Brian has a chair. Luca doesn't even see him. Luca, no! Oh my God, Brian just smashed that chair into Luca's face. Luca is down. Both these men are damn near dead in the ring. Brian is now dragging Stump's lifeless body over to Luca. Stump is gonna take it. Stump did it! I can't believe it. With the help of Brian, Stump just barely wins it. Amazing. Stump wins the title.
No titles on the line tonight, Kyle. Wow, just wow, what an amazing event. Stump's 15-year odyssey finally culminates tonight at the Great American Greenways Bash.
So Luca lost, Derringer won. The sun was coming up and the moon was going down, and just like that, everybody's shift was over. Overnighters is produced by WBAM Buffalo and delivered to the masses through PRS, the Public Radio Swap. This episode was written by Zachary Pape and Andrew Gritzmacher, featured the voices of Mark Wallner, Tyler Dragonette, Eric Hughes, Kyle Rogers, Keith Batug, and special guest, Shane Cahill. If you like Overnighters, subscribe to us on iTunes or visit our website at overnighters.org. Leave us a review, share us on social media. Everything helps. I'm Aldo Woods, and we'll see you soon for more stories on Overnighters.